You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. I believe it's Friday when this is playing on the radio. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in today to God's frequency to hear word from Him. I repeated the last program because I thought it was very, very important. There's no more important thing as to how to have salvation, how to be right with God, how to have your name written in the book of life. So I thought it was important to replay that last program. And here we are now. It's Friday. We're going through this look here of what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. Here coming up next week, you're going to hear a sermon I preached at my church. It's called, well, it was 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I just got done uploading. After that, you're going to hear something, the most important message you ever could hear, most important sermon God's ever given me. And it's entitled The Doctrine of Christ. So stay right here. Don't touch that dial. Keep us tuned in and keep the Wilkins Radio Network tuned in, or wherever you are tuned in here to WGOD Radio and all the great Christian programming, wherever you've tuned in to this program, because the Lord Jesus said in John 6:63, He says, my words are spirit and they are life. And He also said, all those who are of the truth hear my voice. There's a shortage of truth out here today, friends. I encourage you to go to your red letters in your Bible, all the letters in your Bible, and meditate on them, because that's where you're going to find truth. Truth is in a person. His name is Jesus Christ. May I get an amen out there today? We're looking at the truth here in His Word. Prior to getting started, real quick, WGODradio.com, you'll find my statement of faith on there, what I believe about Jesus Christ, what I hold dear, what I believe is truth, and that is if it's in the Word, it's truth. I believe it. But to know more about me and what I believe, that's important for you to know, for you to do your research on me and find out who I am on the radio that's telling you the Word of God. And I'm telling you the Word of God today, signs that Jesus gave that His return is near. This is where we've looked at here these last couple of weeks. We've got hung up on two things. Got floored by two things here, and that is pestilence is one of the greatest signs. And I've preached this for 20 years, and I've gotten a ho-hum for 20 years, except for this year, when I tell you the coronavirus, which is a pestilence, is going to be one of the signs that Jesus' return is near. You see, God's got your attention now, and I don't even need to comment on that or explain that. God's got yours and mine and everyone in the world's attention now. This is a sign. It's a wake-up call that Jesus is coming back soon, that His word of prophecy is being fulfilled and coming true like it always does and like it always will. We were in Matthew chapter 24, and then we left off here about being offended. So let's pick it up here again in verse 9. Starts with the word then. So, in other words, He's going in order. He's going blow by blow here, starting from the beginning. overarching everything is take heed, be careful that no one deceives you. Because many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, or better yet, I am the Messiah, your Savior, the one to turn to, the one that's going to get you out of this mess, whatever lie he's going to say. I mean, he's not going to say he's Jesus Christ, because the world hates Jesus Christ, other than you and I and those that have been redeemed. If you doubt that, go to the end and look and see what happens. Look and see what happens to two people proclaiming Christ at the end of the age. You can read that in Revelation chapter 11, first 7 or 8 verses there, where the Bible says, I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. That's 3.5 years on a Hebrew calendar of 360 days. They're going to go out here and tell people about Jesus. Whether or not it'll be a condemning message or a message of salvation, I don't know. I guess you're going to have to be around to find that out. But this I know is they're going to be so aggravated with these guys telling people about Jesus that they're going to be killed. The Antichrist says the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit will make war with them, overcome them, and kill them. And then the Bible says, it says that all the world's going to rejoice at their death, and the whole world is going to make merry and send gifts to one another. That just sends chills up my spine. Think about that. Some 700, 800, 900 years before anyone ever heard of the word Christmas, John the Apostle wrote that when this happens, people are going to make merry and they're going to send gifts to each other. How prophetic is that? Could this be something that's going on? Their death happened right around Christmas time? I don't know. Lord, I pray right now. I pray for wisdom for all of us. I pray that you'd inspire us to dig deeper into your word, and that you would reveal yourself to us as we spend time with you and study, and that the more you reveal, the hungrier we'd get, and the more we study, the more you'd reveal, and you would help shake us from this world that attaches itself to us. Help us to be more drawn to you, and help us to be out. Help us to understand we're pilgrims passing through this world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Again, verse 9, Jesus says, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And I used to say, oh, that's not happening now. This is nowhere near from happening. And then God again has got to shake me and say, you fool, look around the world. They're quiet and dormant right now, but look at what ISIS did to Christians here a couple years ago, locking them in cages and setting them on fire, cutting off people's heads. Just because it's not happening in the United States doesn't mean it's not happening. Friend, you cannot look at that verse and scoff and say, well, that's not happening. Because people have looked at the verse when I've read to them that pestilence is a sign Jesus is coming back. People have scoffed at that and say, well, big deal, Ebola. Well, look around now, friend. Look around now. It is a big deal. This world is creeped to a halt because of pestilence. Again, verse 7 or verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended. Greek word scandalon. Then many will be offended. New American Standard says many will fall away from the faith. Either one. Pick your poison. When it gets hot in the kitchen, all those fence sitters are going to fall away. All those that have never committed their lives to Christ. All those that are, as the Bible says, the last church operating before his return is the lukewarm church of Laodicea. Something lukewarm is something that's the same temperature as its surroundings. And when it gets hot in the kitchen, people are going to cut bait and they're going to run. Just like Jesus says, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations on account of my name, for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and betray one another and hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. We've talked about that. Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 11 or 12, where we see a beast that comes up out of the earth with two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. That's this false prophet. Revelation 19:20 explicitly gives him that name, the false prophet, where he deceives those that dwell on the earth, the Bible says, by the signs which were granted to him to do. So Jesus gave this for another warning, that beware of these false prophets. And then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. How are they going to deceive many? Maybe we'll end it here for the day. I encourage you to go back, read Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 11. This false prophet, who I believe is going to call himself Elijah, is going to have the power to call fire down out of heaven, the Bible says. Now, the Jews to this day are waiting for Elijah. I've been told by Jewish friends of mine that at Passover, they leave their door open and they leave a place at the table set for Elijah as a custom, as a tradition. The last word spoken of God in our Old Testament, Malachi chapter 4, God says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Everyone's waited for Elijah to come back. Jesus says, when they said to him, why do these scribes say that Elijah must come first? And Jesus said, Elijah is coming first, and he will, W-I-L-L, he will restore all things. We're waiting for Elijah. Jews are waiting for Elijah. The false prophet's going to do what Elijah was the last one to do, call fire down out of heaven. That's one of the things. We also read, the Bible says he's got the power to give life. Or breath, Greek word pneuma, he's got the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. This is a warning Jesus gave. Pestilence, that's coronavirus, Spanish flu, Ebola, AIDS, SARS, when these things are running rampant on the earth, know that my return is near. Also, Christians being killed on account of the name. Remember, more Christians have died in this century than all the other 19 combined. And false prophets, haven't seen that one yet. We've seen fools that call themselves false prophets, but not one that's going to have the power that this one has. So, but my question is, as we head into this weekend, let me ask you, how many of you out here today on this Friday, how many of you knew that the false prophet was going to have the power to give life? If you didn't know that, then Jesus is speaking to you when he says, take heed, beware, look out, be careful, make sure that no one deceives you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.